1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter time is 7:52. Second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing great. I am literally just left the house driving up to Hartford.
All right. And working on workforce training, one of the things you're working on. What is that?
You know, Tony, there's a couple of different arms of government involved in workforce training. We have trade schools, VTech schools. We have licensing and training through the university system. And we have an overlay of community training at the community colleges. So, you know, I always have to be careful to stay in my own lane in terms of the role I play. And by that, I mean I am, chair of commerce. I'm not on education, so I have to be cautious and tread lightly. But what we're working on is a workforce training bill, and it's related to programs that I've done in other states. And it's to build out the advanced manufacturing curriculum and also to create a space for advanced robotics and basically everything from, you know, community groups to get robotics off the ground for kids to getting people involved in the finer skills in engineering. So we've got a bill in place to get a program running out in Tungsten Community College. And I'm hoping we see that forward. We're negotiating with community colleges. We've had a hearing. We're finishing up the bill this session.
You know, we've talked to the Connecticut Business and Industry Association last couple of weeks. Last week was they were talking about some funds that employers can give towards towards housing for their employees. And today we talked about certification, making things easier. There seems to be a trend here, doesn't there, in the session to try to attract workers to Connecticut to make it easier to live here. Is that true?
Yes, it's true. I mean, if you look at what the governor says, which is his resounding refrain, which will warm the cockles of the hot hearts of Greenwich residents, is he wants more taxpayers, not more taxes. But to the end of economic growth, we have about 90,000 unfilled jobs. So we have to do everything from workforce training for skill sets to fill those jobs, to a more robust support of early childhood education and child care combination, because we've got to get people being able to show up for work. And we've got to figure out where in the state get some more housing stock. And I think, a case in point, you will see that I think the fastest growing city in Connecticut is Stamford under Carolyn Simmons. And that economic growth is important. And that robust growth, drawing workers, and then we have to figure out how to get them to not only live, but to work in Connecticut. So to that end, we're working on the tax structure and the training programs.
All right. You're saying session timing reforms are still needed?
Yes. The session, we're running through this session. It's a very rapid pace. Normally, the session runs from the beginning of January to the beginning of June, and that is the biennial session when the two-year budget is negotiated, wrestled with. All these are said on this year, the biennium. It's a accelerated push to make the budget, the estimated budget, fit for the second year of its biennium, and to try to get some legislation passed. But the reforms that we need, some of them will take more time. Case in point, I'm finding after 5 years in the legislature, one of my biggest frustrations is the some level of impunity or lack of coordination among the various agencies of the government. And we as a legislature only show up, if you will, for about 6 months a year, right? It is a part-time legislature with a part-time salary. So I'm at it full-time because I'm retired in both service to the community and in the legislature. But to keep an eye on the agencies and to make sure the agencies are coordinating their efforts and not working at cross purposes. Because sometimes you'll get one answer from one agency and another answer from another agency. And whether you're dealing with economic development or economic policy or even environmental policy, we need to coordinate our efforts so that there's one-stop shopping, that you can get clarity from an agency on how to do your business and transact things. And the agencies, you know, they're silos. And so I think I'm trying to force and work on creating policy there. And as a case in point, and on commerce, we've had a number of people come up to us from the Groton-Stonington area asking for economic funds for various aspects of development. And I'm hoping that this session, we'll see if I'm successful, to get a working group together to convene regarding Groton and Stonington, which is the Mystic Seaport area as well, to get some economic goals and development so that over the next 5 years or 10 years, if we spend money, state money and funds, in bonding on economic development to foster tourism, that it's comprehensive and it's not a stopgap of, I want this for my district, I want that for my district. I want to figure out how we make my side, the political side, and the agency side function in a coordinated way and get the communities talking about how they really envision their community growing in the next 10 years. If you go up to Mystic, you'll see it's an absolutely outstanding area, but the bottlenecks in both parking and pressure is immense, and that means the tourist dollars coming through don't flow back to the state in the way of revenue. People can get frustrated and move on up the coast, and I'd rather see more people at Mystic and less people up at Watch Hill, if you will, to a certain extent, or at least the same people who are at Watch Hill at Mystic and having as great an experience in terms of resolution of both parking and accessibility.
All right, that is State Representative Stephen Meskers joins me second Thursday of each month. Representative, thanks very much, and enjoy your ride up to Hartford.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, Tony. Bye.
WGCHU Center Time is...